This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Elephant Gate takes a shocking turn as Billy and Tina vanish in the middle of the night.
It's the right decision, and people should be proud about it and be able to do it not in the dead of night, but in public. It speaks volumes.
Cuts to the National Weather Service starting to be felt here in California, and how about this for great timing? Right when heat waves and fire season starting to take hold.
So the big problem will arise here when there is an extreme event, whether it's a wildfire outbreak or a flood or anything else.
And speed cameras. They're unfair, they're not sporting, they're ruthless, and it turns out they're quite effective at catching speeders.
Speeding is the leading cause of severe injuries and fatalities on our streets. So anything we can do to slow down vehicles, even just a few miles an hour, is going to save lives. So I don't feel too bad.
Welcome to your hump day edition of the LA Local for Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. I mean, how am I supposed to argue over a speeding ticket with a camera instead of a cop? Where's the fun in that? Thanks for hooking up with us midweek. Coming up on today's Local, how do a pair of 10,000-pound elephants simply disappear from a zoo exhibit overnight? The National Weather Service starts shutting down 24/7 forecasting at several key offices in California. And before speed cameras arrive in Los Angeles next year, we'll get a preview of their heartless effectiveness up in San Francisco. But let us begin with what looks to be the shocking ending to a long and winding tale of a pair of Asian elephants who had been stuck and likely suffering in a way too small enclosure at the LA Zoo. We've been telling you for weeks about the fates of Billy and Tina, and their story actually goes back decades. Animal activists have been demanding that the LA Zoo close down the elephant exhibit and ship Billy and Tina off to a nature preserve. They wanted that for years, and late last month, it appeared that they were getting their wish. LA Zoo director Denise Verrett reached a deal to send Billy and Tina to a preserve attached to the zoo in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But the celebration of Billy and Tina's freedom from their tiny LA Zoo enclosure was short-lived as a new debate broke out about where they should be sent. Animal activists and noted animal lover LA City Councilman Bob Blumenfield argued that the Tulsa Preserve just was not good enough, that there were better options with more space and more natural elements for the elephants. The disagreement between Verrett and Blumenfield intensified, frustrations were aired, threats were made, and it seemed like Billy and Tina's transfer to Tulsa was on hold. Well, my friends, only in Los Angeles could a pair of elephants be involved in a real-life, late-night secret mission. As if it was right out of the Mission Impossible script. Where's Tom Cruise involved in this? Probably. Los Angeles woke up Wednesday morning to no Billy and Tina at the zoo. They were gone. And even crazier than that, nobody knew where they went. Turns out Zoo Director Verrett is one wily operator who gave a pretty blatant middle finger to the city council. And without warning or notice, sent Billy and Tina packing. I'm going to throw it over to our man at City Hall, Craig Figner, who has also evolved to become the KNX animal rights and elephant wrangling correspondent in recent months. I want to start off with a reminder that we were calling for Councilman Bob Blumenfield to take the necessary radical action to ensure that Billy and Tina would go to the right preserve, yes. Under the right circumstances. And, Councilman Blumenfeld.
And when you say calling on him, you were saying go Greenpeace, hard.
Go all out, chain yourself to the elephant, spray paint yourself like a green or blue or something in protest.
There you go.
And
nice.
Don't either chain yourself to the fence of the exhibit so they couldn't get out in the middle of the night like they did, or chain yourself to the elephant. I mean, let's go full Monty here. But the councilman did not do that. He clearly missed his opportunity. And here we go. So what do we learn about the circumstances under which these elephants were spirited away in the middle of the night without really anybody noticing, which is crazy to me.
Spirited away. I love it. Yes. So I get to Los Angeles City Hall early and I walk in and there's a lot of buzz around the building and it's about the elephants. And so we're reporting on it on KNX News. Nobody knows where the elephants are. Where are Billy and Tina? So I start asking around and I've got people who are kind of talkative in the morning. And apparently there were some emails circulating yesterday among certain people in the know here at Los Angeles City Hall, suggesting that the elephants would be moving or had moved. And then I almost confirmed it almost the same time as the announcement was made that at 1:30 Tuesday morning, the elephants were spirited away from Los Angeles, from the LA City Zoo, made this 26-hour journey with stops every 2 hours so that the elephants, Billy and Tina, could nosh on hay, cantaloupe, and romaine, ultimately ending their trip, we're told, safely at the Tulsa Zoo, where they've got now maybe a dozen acres, whereas before they had like 6.5 here in Los Angeles. But this was done without any notice, and Councilmember Blumenfeld was not happy about it. In fact, he got confirmation of it from me after I got it from my sources. Just give a listen real quick.
If it's the right decision, then people should be proud about it and be able to do it not in the dead of night but in public. It speaks volumes
about
doing it in this manner, allegedly in the middle of the night and without public hearing after I was told it wasn't going to be imminent. That speaks volumes.
This zoo director, do you have confidence in her?
I'm disappointed with this decision and frustrated with the way this has been handled.
He didn't have a problem with the elephants going to a place where they'd be cared for in a good way, but he just wanted an explanation. He wanted the zoo director to come to council and say, okay, these are city assets. Here's what I, as the zoo director, want to do with them. Here's why. He wanted that explanation. Didn't get it.
Sticking with the politics of this for a second, this does come across quite blatantly as a gigantic FU from the LA City Zoo director to Blumenfeld and the entire council, not only not advising them on what was going on, the dead of night move, no notice, even well after the fact when the animals were clearly well down the highway and on their way to Oklahoma, and what was in a well-publicized power struggle. What comes next in the relationship between the zoo administration and city councilman? I have to imagine that they are, even people who are not as passionate as Blumenfeld was about Billy and Tina, they can't be too happy about the kind of rogue, status of the LA Zoo on this.
Well, this is something that has not been necessarily uncommon with people who are appointees of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. If they get the mayor's backing, they seem to get to do kind of what they want. Last week, I spoke with the mayor and said, there's this controversy going on with Billy and Tina. Your appointee who runs the LA Zoo is saying, saying exactly what she's going to do, but also kind of saying she's not going to come to council and get permission or at least inform them of what she's going to do with this city asset in these two animals. And so the mayor said, well, I support her, whatever she wants to do, and I feel like she's told council as much as they need to know. So there were no consequences, and it doesn't seem like there will be for the director of the LA Zoo.
Think this is the end of it?
Do I think this is the end of it? This is Los Angeles City Hall. There's nothing ever ends here. Nothing.
That's
there's,
true.
There's no story here that has a definite ending. There's always a thread of something that seems like it will drag into another story, and it'll do it when you least expect it.
Can we expect the LA Zoo director to be dragged in front of council for a hearing on time, do you think? Can she be compelled to do that? Or if she says, no, thanks, I'm good. I mean, is that the end of it?
Well, Blumenfeld would have to put up another motion, and council would have to command her to come here and answer questions. He had this first motion ahead of the movement of the elephants to Tulsa, and he wanted council to vote to essentially say yes or no to the zoo director. But the zoo director had the elephants move before council could even vote on the motion. So a new motion could bring her to council to answer questions, but it's not a courtroom. But it would be a very bad look to defy a council request to come and explain yourself. I don't think that it would go that far. And there's so much other business happening right now that's so dire here with the budget crisis.
That's a good point. And maybe that's even why the move was rushed right now. They figured, well, look, we really want to do this. Council's annoying. They're distracted. Just get it done. And they did it.
I just got to stop you there, though. Council's never annoying. Love council.
Of course. What am I thinking? Sorry. All right.
I'm the political nerd here.
As for Billy and Tina, double the acreage, not the kind of wide open preserve that Blumenfeld and other animal rights activists wanted for them. But I mean, still, as far as you know, I mean, at least a slight upgrade for our two beloved elephants.
I think it's arguable that this is some type of an upgrade. They're also going to be, we understand, around other elephants. You know, they're not going to just be two elephants together in a smaller space here in Los Angeles. So, yeah, you know, this isn't like a tragic story, but it is a surprising development.
All right, Craig. Craig Figner, both on City Hall and Elephant Beat for KNX News.
Yes. Hey, more about elephants than I ever expected to report in my entire career.
Thank you, sir. Just absolutely wild. I mean, even LA's infamously efficient paparazzi missed the assignment. They couldn't snap pictures of Billy and Tina leaving town. And my heart goes out to a clearly frustrated Councilman Blumenfeld. But my man, next time, remember, extreme circumstances call for extreme measures. All right, let's get some business out of the way and take a quick break here. When we're back, if you thought weather forecasts were lousy before, just wait until those staffing cuts kick in. And a preview of speed cameras coming to Los Angeles, whether we like it or not. It's the LA Local for Wednesday. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thanks for sticking with us on this hump day edition of the LA Local. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. Everyone complains about inaccurate weather forecasts, as if we're all experts and predicting the weather is an easy thing to do. But here's a warning. Those forecasts could get a lot more unreliable. For the first time in decades, the National Weather Service has cut 24/7 staffing at two offices that cover the Central Valley and Sierra Nevada mountains up in Northern California. The service is facing steep budget shortfalls after cuts from the Trump administration. We're likely to feel the effects when we need their services the most, like during extreme weather events, so that's convenient. I called up Dr. Daniel Swain, climate scientist at UCLA's Institute of the Environment and Sustainability.
Well, we are now seeing the growing impact from these still expanding and cuts to the National Weather Service, both on the personnel side, the actual staffing level at local and regional centers, and also in the actual data, weather data acquisition and atmospheric weather modeling and prediction side. So really, it's sort of a death by a thousand cuts situation, and those cuts are still getting bigger.
Swain admits, when California's weather is calm, we probably won't notice those cuts. But when the weather turns spicy, when we need these people in these positions the most, we'll definitely feel it.
We might not notice as much of a change, even though there probably are degradations in forecast quality and timeliness and depth of communication by these meteorologists to the public, even in normal times. But in not normal times, during extraordinary times of extreme events, wildfires, floods, etc., that is where the cracks in the system are now so wide that there could be critical errors. And despite working very hard to prevent them and trying their very best, there is an increasing risk that Weather Service meteorologists who are stretched to and past their breaking point will make mistakes. And there could be severe weather events that are not predicted as well as we've come to expect, that the warnings moment by moment associated with those events that help people decide what to do, that help emergency managers and emergency responders decide exactly where to go and how to behave, won't be as timely or as accurate or as pinpointed as they should be.
And don't expect private weather forecasters to pick up the slack, since they rely almost entirely on data and analysis from government forecasters.
I think this is one of the most widespread misconceptions about how modern weather forecasts are produced. You can't just stick your finger in the wind, so to speak, or in some cases literally. You can't just look at the data from your local weather station on the roof or weather radar or satellite and make a prediction about the future. You need to assimilate hundreds, if not thousands, of individual data streams and crunch those numbers in a way that human brains can't do, but we run these numbers through some of the largest supercomputers in the world. That's what a weather model is. And who operates those supercomputers? It's the government. It's NOAA. Who built the models? It's NOAA. It's other federal agencies that sponsored research over years to help build those numerical models. So the problem is now you realize that NOAA operates not just the field offices of the Weather Service, where there are local experts in your area who know your area best and have the personal connections and understand the weather patterns more than anyone else does in the world for that specific place, but you also have, at the backbone of all of this, the Weather Service and more broadly NOAA. They operate the satellites, the radars, the weather stations, the supercomputers, all of the telecommunications infrastructure, and everything else that's required to produce those forecasts end-to-end.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration tells us in a statement, the National Weather Service continues to meet its core mission of providing life-saving forecasts, warnings, and decision support services. Much like the shortages in air traffic control staffing, we'll likely probably notice the shortfalls in National Weather Service staffing when it's already too late. Finally today, before speed cameras are introduced in LA County, they recently went into operation up in San Francisco. I reached out to Shannon Hake, program director at the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, to see how the first month went. She said about 1,000 tickets were issued daily. And that's in tiny San Francisco, so you can imagine what's coming for Los Angeles. Drivers should have known they were on camera.
Drivers are given plenty of advanced warning, even before they actually get to a camera. So for the past 3 or 4 months, we have been doing a public information campaign that has run across the city on billboards, in newspaper ads, in social media ads. You basically could not get away from these ads talking about how speed cameras were coming to San Francisco. We didn't want anyone to be surprised by these cameras. The signs themselves and the cameras themselves are very well marked. We're not trying to hide them.
And yet, even with all that warning, cameras were quite busy, and people clearly, on a daily basis, did not pay attention to those warnings.
Yes, this is the first time that we've really seen this level of speeding on our streets. I think everyone here has an idea of times that they would think that speeding is the worst, but this is the most detailed picture we've had about where people are speeding, when people are speeding, and just how many people are speeding. And we've just been so, so surprised at not only how many people are speeding, but really where and when it's happening. If I had to guess before we launched this program, I would expect that most of the speeding in the city would happen in the middle of the night when our streets were relatively empty and there were no real concerns on traffic congestion, anything like that. And in fact, what we're seeing is that the morning rush hour is actually when most people are speeding, at between like 7 and 8 a.m. That's our prime hour for when people are getting these infractions.
How do you verify the driver of the vehicle? I'm sure it's pretty easy to get the license plate. How do you focus in on who's actually driving so you know exactly who to issue the ticket to?
So this is one of the really interesting things about this program. It's a civil penalty rather than a criminal moving violation. So the ticket is actually issued to the registered owner of the vehicle, regardless of who was driving. So what happens is you speed by one of these locations, we'll take a picture of your license plate, we'll look up that license plate in the DMV, and the registered address of that vehicle will get a ticket in the mail. Right now, it's just a warning violation, but starting in August, it will be an actual citation.
And do you all feel bad that you're eliminating the sport in the cat and mouse game between driver and cop? I mean, you guys are kind of making it unfair. Do you feel like you're cheating the system a little bit?
Maybe we are cheating the system. I don't think I thought of it that way. But I manage a lot of our street safety programs here in San Francisco. And speeding is the leading cause of severe injuries and fatalities on our streets. So anything we can do to slow down vehicles, even just a few miles an hour, is going to save lives. So I don't feel too bad, because if I can convince anyone to slow down while they're driving in our city, everyone here will be a lot safer.
Consider yourself warned, LA drivers. The first speed camera should be operational at several spots by the middle of next year. Can you sweet talk your way out of a ticket from a speed camera? Asking for a friend, of course, since I never, ever speed. Ever. This has been your LA Local for Wednesday, May 21st. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Shout out to Billy and Tina. When you guys write your tell-all book about your crazy escape to Tulsa, we want to hear about it first on the LA Local. Good luck in your new digs in Oklahoma. We'll miss you. Be well, everybody. See you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.